Mia, you are our $24 for dear champagne.
This is an outrage.
He directed a few swipes of the cutlass at the woman.
Bring me a Coke.
No Coke, no nothing. Only champagne.
The woman took a seat at the table.
Come on, honey. Open the champagne. I am very thirsty.
Again, the breath wafted toward Ignatius, who pressed the scarf to his nose so tightly that he felt he would suffocate. He would catch some germ from this woman that would speed to his brain and transform him into a mongoloid. Misused Miss O'Hara. Trapped with subhuman women as co-workers. Of necessity, Miss O'Hara's Boethian detachment must be rather lofty. The Latin woman dropped the check in Ignatius's lap.
Don't you dare touch me!
He bellowed through the scarf.
Ave Maria! Che patto!
The woman said to herself. Then she said,
Mira, you are paying now, maricone. We'll throw you out on your big culo.
Such grace, Ignatius mumbled.
Well, I did not come here to drink with you. Now get away from my table.
He breathed deeply through the mouth.
And take your champagne with you.
Oye, loco, you are.
The woman's threat was submerged by the band, which emitted a debilitated fanfare of sorts. Lana Lee appeared on the stage in what looked like gold lamé overalls.
Oh my God!
Ignatius spluttered. The doped Negro had tricked him. He wanted to bolt from the club, but realized that it would be wiser to wait until the woman had finished and left the stage. In a moment, he was crouched down against the side of the stage. Over his head, the Nazi proprietress was saying,
Welcome, ladies and genitals.
It was so dreadful a beginning that Ignatius almost knocked over the table.
You are pay me now,
the woman was demanding, sticking her head under the table to find the face of her customer.
Shut up, you slut,
Ignatius hissed.
This book is continued on Disc 10.